Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the news you should know about. Today, Pennsylvania finally has a state budget. We'll have lawmaker reactions from across Harrisburg. And learn more about a boxing gym helping people with Parkinson's disease fight back. It's Thursday, November 13th. Let's get into it. All right, let's jump right into the state budget. Lawmakers in Harrisburg finally passed a state budget on Wednesday after a more than four-month-long impasse. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane has more on Governor Josh Shapiro's announcement.
The budget is more than $50 billion. Shapiro says he worked hard all summer and fall to deliver a budget that had bipartisan support.
We refused to accept inaction. We rejected short-sighted attempts by some on the other side to cut health care services and slash critical initiatives. Because my top priority has been delivering a budget that makes a meaningful impact on the good people of Pennsylvania.
And it does not dip into the rainy day fund. Shapiro criticized the federal government's budget. He says the state budget's health funding will protect Pennsylvanians.
I knew it would be bad for Pennsylvania, and we're already beginning to see the effects of that. It's going to knock about 500,000 people off of their health care, close rural hospitals, and a whole lot more. In this budget, I want you to know this group standing up here resisted efforts to kick more people off of Medicaid and make the situation even worse.
Health and Human Services funding includes $5 million for neurodegenerative disease research. Shapiro shouted out State Representative Kyle Mullins, who represents part of Lackawanna County.
I wanted to just take a moment and to say thank you to Representative Kyle Mullins. Mm-hmm. Representative Mullins is here, and we spent a few minutes in my office earlier today thinking about his father, Michael, who's no longer with us, who succumbed to ALS. He used his power to get funding in this budget to look out for people like his father.
I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
Thanks, Lydia. Now we have some reaction from our local lawmakers. Democratic State Representative Kyle Donahue of Lackawanna County says he voted for the budget because it provides the next installment of increased funding for underfunded public schools and a new tax credit for working residents.
The working Pennsylvania tax credit automatically qualifies people for the state level tax credit of 10% of the federal credit when they're filing their taxes.
State Representative Jeff Olsemer of Wayne County said he doesn't like the amount of spending in the budget, but the Republican voted for it because Shapiro committed to withdrawing Pennsylvania from the multi-state greenhouse gas initiative known as REGI.
Being able to scrap REGI was a big win for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, in my opinion.
Columbia County State Representative Robert Ledbetter said he voted against the budget because he thinks the state shouldn't keep paying Medicaid benefits to more than 1 million able-bodied adults. But he did vote for the budget-related fiscal code bills because they mean the state will no longer be part of REGI.
That represents over $1 billion in tax cuts. It's going to open Pennsylvania up to energy generation and hopefully set the stage, because of that increase of supply, for lower power bills for Pennsylvanians across the Commonwealth in Columbia County, where I represent.
Republicans think that will unleash further development of the state's natural gas and coal industries. Find more on the new state budget at WVIA.org, including analysis from WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall on funding for education. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
Hi, I'm Julie Sidoni, Director of Journalism at WVIA. We're inviting you to be part of something truly important, strengthening the future of trusted local journalism in our community. Through our NewsMatch campaign, we're working toward a $125,000 goal by December 31st, with special opportunities available throughout the campaign to help your support go even further. Donate now at wvia.org/match, and thank you.
Welcome back. Okay, let's take a break from budget talk and hit the boxing gym. You might have heard some of this story earlier this week. People living with Parkinson's disease fight back against the disease's progression at Rock Steady Boxing, Northeast Pennsylvania. The two gyms in the region accommodate people at every level of Parkinson's. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports from the Old Forge Gym.
Bill West has been coming to the gym for 3 years.
My stability and my balance for walking and stuff is really bad. And by coming here, it's helped me a lot as far as strength-wise in my legs and everything.
His daughter, Christy Karlick, was scared when he was first diagnosed. She sees a difference in her dad now compared to the early days of his diagnosis.
The gym is what helps him go. When we miss a day or two, it's definitely noticeable.
Karlick now volunteers at the gym, and her father loves the support.
Everybody depends on her a lot. When she's not here, I hear about it.
West is one of about 90 students between the two gyms in Tunkhannock and Old Forge. Kathy Reap is the owner and head coach.
Our classes are divided not necessarily by how long you've had Parkinson's or how old you are or anything like that. It's how well you're able to physically participate in a class so that you're working in a class of your peers where I can challenge you but yet keep you safe.
Reap started the program after her husband was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2015. She credits the classes with his health, and many of her students feel the same.
A lot of them say they think they would be a lot worse, that the disease would have progressed faster if they weren't here. So here, even if you stay about the same, that's winning because you have a disease that's progressive.
Nearly 47,000 people live with Parkinson's in Pennsylvania. The disease has no cure, but research finds that exercise can slow its progression. Judy Tallarico started at the gym 3 years ago.
When I first started coming, I had a lot of energy. My energy has dwindled, but the exercise and the boxing keeps me going. And if I didn't come to the class, I'd be further down the road with Parkinson's.
The 75-year-old found a support system within the class.
Found out that there's more people like me. I'm not the only one. If you sit home, you just brood over it.
Reap loves to see her students open up.
They love the camaraderie, the socialization aspect, feeling like they're not alone, we make it fun.
One of her favorite parts is hearing about positive changes in her students from their partners.
One of the things I hear is they had stopped wanting to do things, going out to a restaurant, going to church, being with friends. That being here increases their confidence. They want to get out and do things again because Parkinson's can be very isolating.
West comes to the gym 3 times a week where he and classmates complete boxing circuits. One of his exercises is punching a speed bag. He finds it easier to manage his disease with the people he's connected with at the gym.
The friendships that you gain in here help you out a lot in understanding what's going on. Because everybody else has the issues, and you get to be really close friends with a lot of people. And we talk a lot about the symptoms, and it really helps a lot.
Reap sends students off with a chant, wanting them to preserve the confidence they built in class for life outside the gym.
Parkinson's disease, we hope you're ready.
Parkinson's disease, we hope you're ready.
We're coming after you with Rock Steady.
We're coming after you with Rock Steady.
Go Rock Steady.
In Old Forge, I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
All right, you should be feeling pretty up to date right now. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. One more show this week, so make sure you subscribe and tune in every weekday so you don't miss a beat. Happy Happy Friday Eve, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.